What are Ogham stones?
What they are those very large monolithic standing stones that are all over Southern Ireland and Wales with the runes carved in them.
That's musician John Flavin. But there are also Ogham stones in Lancaster County. They're a little bit different. They're kind of fleshier, and they like to play instruments and sing, and often they play to raucous crowds. They are the Ogham Stones, a Celtic rock band who play rowdier versions of traditional tunes.
Me and Bainbridge down in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet collie and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet with the two brown feet to the sheen of enough brown hair. She could coaxing help, I could shook myself to see I was really there.
And while some of the songs are quite old, the topics are often still timely.
I think a lot of the themes are still, they're super relevant to so many people.
That's Amanda Paveglio, who plays the bagpipes, tin whistle, accordion, and does backing vocals.
A lot of the lyrics that you'll find in some of the songs that we cover have to do with, as you will, the 99%, working class folks and people who feel like they're getting the short end of the stick.
Of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo.
You know how you read a word often, but you never actually have to say it? As John and I were emailing back and forth, I kept seeing the word, but I didn't know how to pronounce it.
The American pronunciation is Ogham.
Ogham.
If you're in Ireland, Ogham. But yeah, we're American, so we just use the American pronunciation of an Irish term.
Through their years of playing Celtic music to largely American audiences, the band has had to protest certain assumptions and stereotypes when trying to book shows.
This is a question that comes up all the time when we're trying to book shows. Aren't you guys like a seasonal band?
That's guitarist James Lipka.
And I kind of hate that perception because to me it's like a little demeaning to the culture to like say like, hey, you're only relevant around this holiday, right? If you come and see the band, it's going to be fun whatever day it says on the calendar.
Is it offensive that I'm going to air this in March then? Is that
please feel free to
no.
Also okay. Air
push
it in April and June and August.
Push the gigs, please.
As James said, it's fun any time of the year to see the band, and while they don't want to be pigeonholed into a particular time of year...
Well, St. Patrick's Days are always interesting.
Well, I recall pal of mine when I was 17.
A memorable thing at Tellus one time was they had steps going up to the stage in the pub area, and some guy started aerobicizing, basically running up the steps, turning around and running back down, and running up the steps and running back down. But that was directly in front of me and blocking basically my view of the crowd.
Because you were directly at the top of that flight of steps.
Yes.
And he was dressed like a leprechaun.
Oh, that's
well.
Right. Yeah, shouldn't leave that out.
Here's the long goodbyes, boys, and here's to one another. Dearer to the heart and ever nearer the gutter.
For WIGF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.
How the hell you been?